Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, I think he's a great player. I got to, he was in our rehab at the Achilles Factory in the offseason. Wasn't rehabbing Achilles, but he was out there. Got to know him just a little bit. I think he's a great kid. He's super, super talented. I mean, he is an elite player. When a guy's going to follow, you know, we call it like star coverage, the respect level for me goes up, because especially when those guys not only follow him on the outside, but follow him on the inside, because mm-hmm. it's different playing. Playing a corner on the outside and playing a corner on the inside, playing the nickel position. And that's just, it's hard to do in the league. There's not that many guys that have been able to do it. But I give those guys who do the star coverage a lot of credit, a lot of respect. And Christian's one of those guys, you know, who enjoys the challenge, enjoys competition.
Aaron Rodgers on Pat McAfee. I guess shame on me. He does this every week in season. I guess I forgot about that, because he was gone last year, or he was hurt last year.
Yeah, right.
I guess I forgot he does it while he's a player.
Yeah, then people were mad because he was doing it, like, and he had all the COVID stuff for a while. Remember? He kept saying that, and then people were mad, and they were like, how can ESPN let him on there? And, like, McAfee still has him on. But, yeah, the injury is, like, what knocked it out last year. But, yeah, he hops on there. I think that's probably why McAfee has A.J. Hawk, is just so he can get Aaron Rodgers on. I bet that's the connection.
That's the connection?
I would assume so.
That's what aligns Aaron Rodgers on the show, A.J. Hawk. Yeah. I mean, they were teammates.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if Matt, because I don't think McAfee ever played with him. I mean, I'm sure these guys all kind of know each other, but I think that was probably how they got him.
It's weird Rodgers has a connection to Gonzalez.
Yeah.
What do you think he's doing? You think that's planned?
Yeah, probably.
I think that's planned.
A little bit.
That's kind of like, hey, man, you're awesome.
Smart.
And he's going to pick on him. In this game.
Maybe, yeah.
Like something like
he
that.
He knows he's got something on him that he can get him.
Yeah.
But that's classic wrestling, Jones. You always prop up your opponent, because then when you beat him, it looks really impressive. And then if you somehow lose, you're like, well, I told you how good he was. Of course I lost.
Yeah.
Look how great they are.
Yeah, look at this guy over here. What was I supposed to do? Make throws on Christian Gonzalez?
No, it makes no sense to go there like, this guy sucks. And then it's like, okay, then you better win by like 50, or otherwise you look stupid.
Yeah, so. Blew up in Colorado State's face this past weekend.
Didn't go great for them.
Smack talk and Shadur.
I don't know. They shouldn't smack talk anybody. Those are two bad teams.
It's fair.
Colorado State's real bad.
It's fair.
But whatever.
It's hour number two. Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. Again, that was Aaron Rodgers yesterday on the McAfee show. I do think Aaron Rodgers had a better chance of picking on Christian Gonzalez and taking advantage of Christian Gonzalez, like, I don't know, 3 and 4 years ago when he could still throw.
Yeah.
Because it's been a while since Rodgers has been good. So far through two games, he hasn't done much.
Three touchdowns, though.
Okay.
Compared to the Patriots offense, that is.
But what's he throwing for a week? We said it yesterday.
Yeah, not
it's
much.
Like under 200 yards both games.
Yep.
So that's not vintage Aaron Rodgers. Like, a couple of touchdowns. So
no.
What?
No.
And
still working the kinks out. Guy is coming off an Achilles.
He has Garrett Wilson, who I think we all consider a stud receiver.
Yes.
He was hurt a year ago, so throw that one out. But he's coming back from an Achilles injury when he's in his 40s. His last year in Green Bay, by his standards, was poor. I mean, for a lot of quarterbacks, you'd take it. I think it was 26 touchdowns, 12 picks, 90-something quarterback rating, 3,600 yards, something like that, off the top of my head. I was looking it up this morning. But he wasn't good that year. The Packers weren't good that year. And that was with, in retrospect, a pretty good young receiving core in Green Bay that he pointed the finger at and blamed over and over and over again. So I ask you, Rich Keefe,
yes.
And I ask the people of Boston, 617-779-7937. Not just for Thursday night, Patriots and Jets on Amazon, Thursday Night Football, short week for both teams. Patriots looking to go to 2-1. I ask you, who would you rather be? Which organization would you rather be? The Jets with an aging, formerly great quarterback.
Yeah, he was great.
And a stacked roster around him.
Yeah.
Or the Patriots with no roster, but hopefully the long-term answer at quarterback. Who would you rather be?
I think long-term, believe it or not, it'd be the Patriots. Now, it all hinges on Drake May, and so, you know, you'd have to sort of speculate on that. Right now, we don't know, right? Drake May could be great, could be a bust, could be somewhere in between, but at least you have the upshot at the most important position where the Jets don't. Like, I like the Jets way more than you do for this season.
Yeah,
and
I'm
maybe
surprised you're answering
season.
Patriots.
But I'm thinking long-term. Like, I think the Jets need to do it this year and next because I really don't like their coach. I think Jerod Mayo I actually like more than Robert Saleh. Jerod Mayo's had less of a chance to kind of fail, whereas Robert Saleh, I think, ain't it. I don't think he's the answer in New York. And you got to do it this year with Aaron Rodgers. So that's why I like them more right now, because I think if you look around, like Garrett Wilson, big check mark for the Jets over the Patriots. They have a legitimate number one receiver. But I feel like Breece Hall, Ramondre kind of cancel each other out. Sauce Gardner.
I mean, Hall's better, but they both have good running backs.
Hall's better, but yeah, Stevenson is more than serviceable. He's very good.
And Hall has a long injury track record.
Sauce is better than Gonzalez, but at least it's a young guy who I like a lot and has looked pretty good early on. So it's like those are two marquee positions. But so to me, it really comes down to coach quarterback. You know, those are the two biggest spots on an NFL roster, and you at least have that legit lottery ticket with Drake May, because as soon as Aaron Rodgers retires or gets knocked out or whatever else, they're right back in the, you know, spin the wheel and look for a quarterback. And if you have a high pick, good luck. If you don't, you know, even more good luck to you. So I think long term, the Patriots are probably in a better position, even though the Jets are set up to win right now.
Yeah, I'm with you. I don't think the structure of the teams really is that different. The Patriots are a defense first team. The Jets right now, by the way, have been run on the first 2 weeks of the year. I think they're really good in the passing game, but they have a good defense. Patriots have a good defense.
Yep.
They're run-oriented. At least they were a year ago. Let's see as Rodgers continues to grow. Patriots are run-oriented. Both teams have defensive coaches, as you point out. Both teams have much maligned coordinators.
Yeah.
What's the guy's name? Why am I blanking on the guy who used to be in Denver who calls the plays
Hackett.
Now? Thank you. Nathaniel Hackett.
Nathaniel Hackett's awful.
AVP. Like,
I'd take AVP probably.
You know, Spider-Man meme pointing at each other. Yeah, like, who are these guys? Yeah. And so Garrett Wilson might be a bit of a tiebreaker, but the Patriots also hopefully have the answer in-house long-term for a quarterback. I'm surprised you said Patriots, given your affinity for the Jets. I definitely say Patriots.
Well, I just think after this year, I think it's Jets. But I'm saying as soon as Rodgers is done, you already think he is done. I think he's going to at least bounce back and be all right this year.
I think he's kind of cooked, yeah.
Maybe. I mean, it's a big injury, and you know, just because Tom Brady can play into his 40s doesn't mean every quarterback in the NFL can play into his 40s. So I'm kind of giving him the chance. But even if I say he's good this year, I'm not going to put my money on him being good again next year. And then they just don't have a quarterback. At least the Patriots turn over to Drake May. And if he's good, then they're definitely the answer. Yeah. If he's not, then they're pork. They're kind of the same.
And look, they're still the Jets. Like, let's not underestimate that either. They're still the Jets. They're going to Jets it up somehow. They're going to do something they always do. Do you trust them to figure it out?
They haven't.
Do you trust the Jets to figure it out? Now, if you want to say, well, do I trust the Patriots since Tom Brady left?
Touche.
Fair. Touché. Completely fair. Yeah. But there's not anywhere near as long of a track record, meaning 5 years versus my whole lifetime, with the Jets.
I feel like next year, if the Jets don't do really well this year, right? Let's say they don't at very least make the playoffs and probably even win a playoff game. Aren't they new head coach, new quarterback? And then that's such a crapshoot. You could go Steve Wilkes, Josh Rosen, or you could go D'Amico Ryan, C.J. Stroud. Like, it's, you have no idea. And they probably wanted the number two pick, so they won't go like a C.J. Stroud type. So they're just going to be swimming in it. So as much as I like Wilson and Hall and Sauce Gardner, Quinnen Williams, like, they have good players. Yeah. They've drafted well in recent years. The coach quarterback thing is so big where I would give the benefit of the doubt to Drake May, Jerod Mayo in year 2-3 that I would whatever the Jets are going to come up with.
617-779-7937. It's a Would You Rather Wednesday here on Jones and Keefe. This is a little bonus Would You Rather.
That's right.
With the two teams going into Thursday Night Football, who'd you rather be? The Patriots or the Jets? We shockingly both say the Patriots.
For long term. Again, for this year,
not necessarily for the game.
Yeah.
But who's in a healthier spot? Which franchise is in a better spot? I'm with you. I say Patriots.
Well, the Jets, last year, they thought they were, like, really going for it. And that's why I thought they should have been at the top of the list for Bill Belichick. Because Bill Belichick wouldn't have been good in Atlanta. I don't think would have been the right guy to come back again here in New England. But for a roster that's already built really well, and for a quarterback that has the same kind of timetable as Belichick, I thought it made all the sense in the world. But instead, they bring back Robert Saleh, who just really, I don't think is the answer. So I think they're going to be looking for a coach quarterback again next year, or maybe Rodgers can kind of save his job. But then even still, you're looking at 2 years max, where hopefully at some point Drake May takes over this year, and then they just never look back. And then if you have the quarterback, then that's the obvious answer.
617-779-7937. Phil's in New Hampshire. Go ahead, Phil.
Hey, how are you guys?
Good.
On the would you rather, I got to say the Jets are stacked talent-wise, and the ownership is willing to come way out of pocket to get what they want. So till the Patriots show me that they're willing to do some real, real money spending and then start stacking their roster, it's kind of hard to argue with, you know, okay, quarterback versus a massive amount of talent head start and – you know, the fact that the ownership will go absolutely insane to get what they want.
Phil, I know you have a second point, I know you have a second point. I think it's fair. Like the Jets have shown more of a propensity to spend than the Patriots have. I think that's fair.
Yeah, but a lot of the Jets' best players besides Aaron Rodgers are on their rookie deals. So, like, let's see. Let's see if they pony up to keep those guys.
What was your second point, Phil?
All right. The Rager release, right?
Yep.
It's, you know, a threat. This could happen to you, right? Say you're a guy like DeMario Douglas and, you know, team kind of sucks. You don't like the direction. You don't like AVP, you know. So all I have to do is keep chirping and I get to be a free agent. Oh, God, don't threaten me with such a bad time.
Yeah, so we've talked about this before. It's like, oh, you know, you shoot your way out of town. Is that really such a bad thing? He has no leverage. I mean, DeMario Douglas, and I don't know the teams would be lining up to go get him.
No, they don't have to. And you see what the Patriots did with Javon Baker. They felt there was more value in Javon Baker. They didn't cut him.
Mm-hmm.
They said they took care of it in-house. They suspended him. They wouldn't say what it was, but he wasn't active for week one. And so they could play it that way. Also, somebody like Pop Douglas, not that he has tremendous value, but if he's such a problem, they could probably flip him and get a pick. And then you have no control over where they flip you to. Like, I don't think you're just going to be like a street free agent if you're, you know, one of the top 25 players on the roster.
No, I think that's fair. By the way, update on Woj. The scoops,
this is odd.
The scoop streets. I missed this. Schefter, I guess, put this out. Okay. Of all the people reporting on Woj.
Yep.
Schefter said Woj has agreed to become the general manager of men's basketball at St. Bonaventure.
A pretty coveted job.
Where he was an alum. He will cover, or that role will cover, NIL.
Yep.
Recruiting. And other jobs assisting the head coach.
You know, I heard somebody else was the
recruiting.
GM somewhere
recruiting's
else.
Like super relaxed. He's talking about relaxing with his family. Recruiting super relaxed.
Very strange.
Paying college athletes with NIL money super relaxed. It's a weird move. But if he wants to do it, more power to. I'm happy. It's not a health thing. Is my point.
But if you're a high school kid and you get a text from Woj versus like somebody else, you're like, oh, I'm interested in that. Yeah, that might help him. But that is weird. And like all these teams have GMs now.
Yeah.
I mean, they should. They're basically pro teams.
It's a growing trend in college sports. So you can jump in on this, 617-779-7937. Who would you rather be? Would you rather be the Jets or the Patriots? Which franchise is in a healthier spot moving forward? Billy Lanny with all the latest in trending, and we'll continue. Would You Rather Wednesday next on Jones and Keefe.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches.
Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. Misleading comes your way at 11:45 each and every day. We'll revisit the scoop-off going on.
Scoop-off.
Here at WEEI. Courtney with a report this morning. Jeremy Swayman, the deal done. Rich Keefe.
Lee Corso, not so fast, my friend.
Yeah, Rich Keefe. Yeah, Scoops Keefe, I should say. With his own scoopage. Mm-hmm. We'll revisit that. Coming up, we also have Don Sweeney and Jim Montgomery scheduled to speak shortly after high noon here on WEEI. So we'll head to the podium, see what they got. I mean, it's possible.
They could crown Scoops Keefe or the Cocoa Ball.
Yeah, we could have a winner.
Well, no, right away, maybe at 12, perhaps.
Potentially,
who's
yeah.
Right, who's wrong?
And so we're going to go to the podium shortly after noon. You won't miss anything here on WEEI. Some call it the place to go for Bruins news.
That's what I've heard.
That's how many people are talking about WEEI out there in the streets.
Agreed.
The place for Bruins mm-hmm. scoops, mm-hmm. WEEI.
And the home of Andrew Raycroft.
The home of the Razor.
Where else are you going to hear Razor? Nowhere.
The home of the Razor. the land of the free, the home of the Razor.
I believe the term is shaved. Sorry. That's my Shannon Elizabeth right there for you.
Nice.
Not bad.
So it's a Would You Rather Wednesday yeah. here on Jones and Keefe. Let's just reset this before we get into some of the other Would You Rathers.
Yeah, please.
You'd rather be the Patriots than the Jets, the health of the organization moving forward, the long-term outlook. Why again?
Yeah, long-term, I would rather be the Patriots for this season, maybe next, the Jets. And the reason why long-term the Patriots is just because they have a potential franchise quarterback for the long-term. The Jets are very much in win right now territory. Drake May tips the scales for me because Garrett Wilson, great player, a true number one receiver, so that should be a big check mark for the Jets. Drake May, maybe that guy for the Pats. I think the running backs are both good and kind of cancel each other out, Hall and Stevenson. Sauce Gardner is better than Gonzalez, but whatever. Like at least you took
Gonzalez
a swing at a guy,
good.
And he's playing really well, so yeah. That kind of cancels each other's out. And I don't like Robert Saleh. I don't like Saleh at all. Still up in the air on Mayo, but if I had to choose between the two guys as of this moment, I would take Gerard Mayo. So I like the coach better and obviously the future quarterback much better.
Yeah, to me that's what it's about.
Yeah.
And, you know, hopefully you have the long-term answer at quarterback. I don't trust Rodgers right now. Never mind the Jets to find the next quarterback. And they're still the Jets. The Jets are still going to Jets it up somehow.
Yeah.
Not that the Patriots deserve like a massive benefit of the doubt.
I was going to say, they had one guy that was pretty important to their success.
In the post-Brady era, they don't deserve a massive benefit of the doubt, but the Jets have a track record of my entire life. Post-Brady, we're talking 5 years.
Yeah.
So I'm going to give the Patriots the benefit of the doubt slightly on that one. Viewing the Twitch chat here, can watch along on twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Monty Mack with a zinger. Scoop-off, more like a poop-off.
Is that UMass great, Monty Mack?
Imagine.
He's an East Boston guy, right? He was a good player.
Oh, was he?
Yeah, he's real good.
Who else is in there? Carmelo Travieso?
Edgar Padilla, yeah. Carmelo Travieso.
Lou Rowe was earlier days
there. Dana Dingle?
Dana Dingle's got to be in there.
Dana Bright?
Dana.
They have two Danas?
Dante Bright.
Dante Bright.
Maybe Dante Bright. Was it Dante or Dana?
Then they had Jonathan DePina came later on. He was another East Boston guy.
Sure. I loved me some Bruiser Flint, but he didn't do so well.
No.
Taking over for Coach Cal.
No, he didn't. Cal left him a pretty nice spot.
Oh, real nice roster.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And now they kind of went up in smoke there.
But yeah, that might be the Monty Mack.
That's sick. Where are they now, Monty Mack? He's in the Twitch chat.
Yeah, he's in the Twitch chat.
Jones and Keefe.
Doling out zingers.
Zingers left and right.
All right, let's get to some other Would You Rathers. What do we have today, Billy?
All right, first, Would You Rather. With the game on the line, would you rather have Aaron Rodgers or Josh Allen?
What year is it, Billy?
2024.
Oh, it's 2024? I'd rather have Josh Allen. And I know Allen has had some issues in the clutch. He's also had some phenomenal moments where it's not his fault at all.
Yeah.
That the Bills didn't win
lost to the Chiefs.
Yeah, right.
You got to score more than that.
Went toe to toe with Mahomes at Arrowhead, you know, just in an absolute slugfest. I trust Josh Allen more. If this was 3 years ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, first of all, Allen's not even in the league.
Yeah, I'll take Rodgers.
But if I'm getting that vintage of Aaron Rodgers,
Wyoming Josh Allen or Packers Aaron Rodgers,
then look, Rodgers also has a lot of choking in the clutch.
Yeah.
But he has some brilliant moments where he's like hucking it up at the end of a playoff game against the Cardinals with a Hail Mary touchdown. He does have a Super Bowl.
Yep.
My answer is Josh Allen. He is, after Mahomes, the quarterback I would take over anybody else in the league.
Really?
Yes.
In the clutch over Burrow?
Yes.
Josh Allen, I think I would still take over him. I have Aaron Rodgers way higher
on
my list of
quarterbacks. Unless Brady walks back in, I'm taking Allen over any other quarterback. Yes.
Brady's still, you know, every Sunday he's in the booth somewhere. So he can always come down and play. No, I like Aaron Rodgers still way more than you do. But for this question, I'll still take Josh Allen. Like, I think if you're looking at the AFC East right now, it's Josh Allen. Then there's like a little bit of a gap. Then it's Aaron Rodgers. Then now that Tua's out, there's another significant gap before you get to the other guys. But I was thinking of when Jacoby Brissett and the Patriots were trying to run their two-minute offense, just around the league, like which quarterbacks scare you? Like when you're rooting for the team on defense, whether it's the Patriots or a bet you made or whatever else, and Josh Allen's in shotgun and moving down the field, like that's pretty terrifying.
Oh, yeah.
Aaron Rodgers.
If you're betting against him?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. If you're betting against him and you're like, wait a minute. Yeah. Like, no. Like, I think most people on Monday night probably thought, all right, the Eagles will get off the field, but Kirk Cousins moved the ball right down the field.
I mean, for God's sakes, the Patriots couldn't stop Geno Smith twice.
But you remember Aaron Rodgers, and I know you're going to say this is years ago, and you're right, but you remember he had some insane, like, Hail Mary.
Yeah, it was against the Cardinals in the playoffs.
No, he had, like, multiple Hail Marys. Oh. He's completed, like, a lot of Hail Marys.
Yeah.
It's, like, bizarre. But you haven't seen a lot of it with the Jets. He's only played three games, or two and a half games with the Jets.
Who caught that pass I want to say it was Joe Jurevicius. I don't think that's right.
Joe Jurevicius?
It was like somebody like that. Oh, it was like some stiff like that.
It wasn't, was it a tight end or was it a receiver? Bubba Franks?
It was a receiver. No. Not Bubba Franks.
Not Bubba Franks.
No.
No. Mark Shimura is a monster.
Just not a good guy.
No. Don't look that up.
No, that's true. By the way, more UMass suggestions. Derek Kellogg is
Alan
a good one.
Alan Lazard?
I don't think it was Alan Lazard. I'll figure it out.
All right. Yeah, Kellogg's a good one.
It was another stiff wide receiver. All right. I mean, look. Rodgers has done it before, for sure.
Yeah.
But
no, Allen right now is pretty intimidating when he's,
Look, Burrow versus Allen is a good question.
I
would lean Allen.
He's got more ice in his veins.
Allen just is unstoppable running. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
he can run.
Like, he'll run you over, he'll run around you. So to me, I would trust Allen in that spot more than anyone not named Patrick Mahomes. What else we got?
Would you rather have Almack or Corpusalo?
So this Swayman thing can't get figured out or whatever. And you could have had Olmark on the roster. And the thing is, Corpusalo is only $2 million less, $1 million less. Like, it's not that far off. It's not like Corpusalo is a free guy.
I think the Bruins are paying him $3 million. Ottawa retained $1 million. So he's making $4 million.
Oh,
but he's only making $3 million from the Bruins,
so
I believe.
Three,
and Olmark's at $5 million.
Okay. Yeah. But no, Olmark, the issues we've had with Olmark are in the playoffs and then just Jim Montgomery using him. For the most part, in the regular season, he's been great. Like, he won Vezina 1 year, and then the other year, he's better than just about any other backup goalie in the league. So, yeah, and, like, depending on if they end up spending all the money they have available and everything else, yeah, I'd rather have Olmark. And then, you know, once you get to the end of the season, be like, hey, it's Swayman's job. Swayman's going to start in playoffs. We don't need to be fancy about it. But Corpusalo, no, I don't want Corpusalo.
Okay, I already planted my flag in this a while ago. Corpusalo is going to be better this year than Olmark is this year.
Ooh, I can't wait to keep tabs on that. So that's just based on goals against and save percentage?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
I mean, you know, a basic, I don't need to get into like advanced. No, I don't need to get.
Yeah, give him 6 goals. Yeah, they were tough goals, though.
I don't want to get in. No, I don't want to get into advanced metrics. Okay. Those are good.
Yeah, right.
Those are perfect.
Right.
Save percentage, goals against. I don't need to get in high danger chances and stupid crap like that.
That's Corsi.
Yeah, unless it helps my argument.
All right.
But I've already said this, and so I guess my real answer is, if you're talking about the Bruins, and I know Olmark already works on the Bruins, fine, I would take Olmark here. I don't know yet about Corpusalo, but that's really a vote of confidence for the Bruins and their operation. And Corpusalo, by the way, was pretty decent the one time he was on a team with structure in his life. And that was with the Kings for like a 10-game cameo. He played pretty well, including in the postseason. So Olmark's going to get bombarded with the Senators this year. There is no structure on that team. Here there is. It's a good system. So I'll take Corpusalo for this season over Olmark.
I don't think he's going to hug Swayman, though. I don't think they're doing the hug. I think they retired the goalie hug.
I think that was so fake. Okay. I think they.
Freeman was hugging other goalies at All-Star.
No, they weren't. They were shutting him down. He didn't want
to
get hugged.
He tried to.
He was like, "Come on, guys."
No, they tried to.
Maybe one did. Then
he tried to.
By the way, we got a bunch of texts. Was Richard Rodgers one of the guys that caught a Hail Mary? I think he was because multiple people have said
he was a tight end that did it.
Richard Rodgers did. Because I think I might have even had him in fantasy. And
Jeff,
it was like
no. This last one is the right. Jeff Janis, not Joe Giravich. It's Jeff Janis.
Oh, Jeff Janis. JJ, the Cardinals one in.
That's what I'm saying.
Playoffs?
Yeah.
Jeff Janis. That's the name I was looking for.
Jordy Nelson. Jordy Nelson was good with the Packers.
Joe Giravicious, Jeff Janis, Justin Jefferson. Those JJ receivers.
JJs are good.
You can't go wrong with a JJ. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Jeff Janis is the one I was thinking of. Perhaps Richard Rodgers as well. How about that? The double.
They remember. The people remember.
RRJJ. There's something to that.
Alliteration.
Yeah, that's why Garrett Wilson isn't working with Aaron Rodgers.
The Rodgers one was when Aaron Rodgers got the face mask against the Lions and just hucked it up.
Yes. Good stuff. Thank you, text line.
Okay.
All right.
Well, so, you know, Rodgers used to do it in the clutch. Can he still do it?
Maybe.
But I'll go Corpus
Allo. Maybe Thursday night he will. Rip your heart out.
Maybe.
Big Hail Mary.
I'll go Corpus Allo on that one. What else, Bill?
Would you rather be a Carolina Panthers fan or a Chicago White Sox fan?
These are the two worst teams going right now. So the Panthers, ever since Tepper took over as the owner, are the worst team in the four major sports.
Mm-hmm.
The White Sox might lose the most games in like the history of baseball this year.
Modern era. You're never catching the Cleveland Grays or whoever
spiders.
It was. Spiders. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Oh, the 1899 Cleveland Spiders who went 20-134? Yeah, you might not catch
not
them.
Not catching them. No.
That was a tough losing percentage for them, or winning percentage, as it were. So being a fan of a really bad baseball team is such a grind because it's so many games, it's so many months and everything else. However, we have seen even some of these cheap baseball teams be able to hit on draft picks and kind of turn it around. Like there was a time where not too long ago, the Baltimore Orioles were losing close to a historic number of games. They turned it around.
The Astros before them.
Astros.
The Tampa Bay Rays were a punching bag for a decade.
Royals, then they popped off a world. They suck again.
2 years ago,
good one.
Though.
Yeah.
2021 White Sox were good.
The
2021 White Sox were like actually good, and they were actually building something, and then they got rid of everybody.
Right. Yeah, they did. They bailed on everybody. I think they
had the big hurt. That's why. It's,
Robin Ventura.
Yep. Oh yeah, totally.
Blackjack McDowell. You guys remember how many saves Bobby Thigpen had in 1891?
Ron Karkovice though.
Probably. Oh yeah, Ron Karkovice. Yeah. He was like their second catcher.
Ron Karkovice
behind Pudge.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a good one.
A Fisk and Ron Karkovice. Exactly.
I saw a thing on the internet the other day.
Ron
it was a photo of Ron Karkovice, and it goes, "This is Ron Karkovice, played for the White Sox."
Oh, nice.
He's 23 years old in this photo, even though he looks 45.
Sometimes there's this. Because I'll be on like a text chat with buddies, we just name random athletes, and like that is one that makes you laugh out loud.
That's a good one,
Ron Karkovice.
Yeah, save that one.
But I'll answer. I think I would rather actually be a White Sox fan than a Panthers fan. That Panthers, they are just doomed forever.
Okay, like I hear what you're saying about baseball, and like baseball is easier to tune out. Like something about the White Sox being terrible, I feel like just wouldn't impact my day to day life. Like, I'm like, I can ignore a baseball team.
Yeah, true.
I do it all the time with this one here in Boston.
How dare you,
I can ignore Red
you
Sox flagship,
game
by the
last
way.
Night.
Oh, no, I know. It was a good one. And so, like, I feel like
I can
ignore a baseball team much easier than a football team, but still it's football.
Yeah, your whole fall's ruined, though.
Yeah, I would much rather be a Panthers fan than a White Sox fan based on the sports, but I'll give you this.
But I feel like they're going to hot potato the coach. They're going to hot potato the quarterback. Like I don't know if they're ever going to be good.
No, right. There's a real chance in baseball. You tank, you can turn it around. And the White Sox, to Nick's point, have a track record.
Yeah.
Since Dave Tepper got there, they're never going to get out of this spiral.
No, they're horrible.
I still think I'd say the Panthers just based on football, though.
Okay. All right.
What else do we have here, Billy?
Would you rather watch Thursday night football or the 9 a.m. Sunday European game?
Let me tell you. So, my answer on this changed last year.
Really?
I went out for the Patriots and Colts game last year. Breakfast beers.
But you went out? Like,
yeah. Like
to London?
No, I'm sorry. Like, went out with my buddies to the bar.
No, Germany. They were in Germany.
It was the
Germany game.
Yes.
Oh, you went out for like a little brunch with the fellas?
Yes.
Okay.
The old Magoon Saloon.
Bloody Mary or Screwdriver?
Ooh, I think I might have gone with the Morning Guinness.
Morning Guinness?
It was a tribute to London.
Yeah, shout out.
The game was in Germany. It was a tribute to London.
Should have like a nice Pilsner, maybe.
I very much enjoyed the Breakfast Boys out there for a little 9:30 game. So you know what?
Yep.
I think now in my 40s, I think I like the Sunday morning 9:30 a.m. game. It's annoying to set my lineup and like start my fantasy football prep.
Oh, you could miss it.
At that point?
You could miss it.
But I think that's my vote. I think a younger man, a younger Jones,
yeah.
going out on a Thursday night, that was a thing. I'm lucky to get away for a breakfast beer at a 9:30 football game, but put me down for that.
All right, so I got to be consistent on this because a couple weeks ago we were talking about just the sheer number of primetime games.
Yeah.
No, I have to go with you. I have to go Sunday game.
Yeah.
Because
it's part of Sunday.
At least it's on Sunday.
You don't like Thursday and Monday.
I don't want the London game. I don't want the Germany game.
You hate Friday.
I don't want a Friday night game. I don't want a Thursday night game. I'm good with Monday night. That's sort of old school. But if I had to choose, I'd just throw all the games in on Sunday. It's better for betting, fantasy, red zone, like all of it. I'd rather have all the games on Sunday. So, yeah, if I had to sacrifice one for the other, like say they said all of a sudden, hey, there's always going to be a Sunday at 9:30 game.
Because
I have a couple buddies that moved out to California, and they're like, I don't know how we ever did it. He's like, we wake up at 10 o'clock, games are on.
Yeah.
Or, you know, whatever, like, but there's games on all day. So, yeah, if you had to sacrifice the Thursday game, I'd be all for it.
Let me tell you, the most fraudulent thing, my wife's from the West Coast. People from the West Coast are like, it's the best. Football starts at 10. It kind of stinks.
I don't like it. I was out there for like a wedding one fall, and I'm like, what, the game's on?
It's
like,
sneaky terrible. Like it. Now, look, if it's like a game here and there, like that the London European games at 9:30,
yeah.
A game here and there, it's a little treat.
Yeah.
Fine. But every week of my life, football starts at 10. I can't handle
but
that.
But do you like, now that we're getting older, do you like the fact that Monday Night Football is over at, let's face it, a reasonable hour?
You know what I do?
Okay.
I used to think it was olds yelling at clouds and telling people to get off their lawn.
Kind of get it.
Now I am the olds yelling at clouds, and I'm like, could you end the game already?
I'm not yelling at clouds. I'm yelling at Saquon Barkley and his knee up at midnight in my house. I'm like, would you score a touchdown?
It's true. While we're at it.
Yeah.
Did anybody watch, I know not on our show, but like out there, did anybody watch the first American Sports Story, the Aaron Hernandez episodes last night on FX?
I'm not really interested.
It started so late.
What do you mean, how late did it start?
10 and 11 were the episode, and there were two of them. If there was one, I would have watched.
Oh, they did a second new episode that started at 11?
They're sitting on the DVR.
Is that a safe harbor situation?
Could be.
Is there a lot of nudity?
A lot of male nudity is what I heard.
All right.
Yeah,
Set the DVR.
Well, they're already sitting on my DVR, so I'll watch those today.
The guy
but, like,
playing
could you
Aaron
start
Hernandez,
it earlier?
Yeah, doesn't look a great deal like Aaron.
He looks. I don't want to body shame.
Go ahead.
But Aaron Hernandez, for all of his foibles, the man was in good shape.
Yeah, he was.
This guy seemed to not quite
looks
be
like
so
a
much.
Foot shorter.
Yeah,
he looks like he got stung by a lot of bees.
Yeah, he does not look like an athlete.
It was like we talked about the other day: Cooper Gooding Jr. playing OJ.
Yes.
Like he needed about 75 more pounds of muscle,
true.
About 6 inches.
You look a little on
same
the tiny
casting,
side.
Right? Or same production.
Yes.
The Ryan Murphy joint.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Last question: would you rather be a werewolf or a vampire?
Great question, Bill. So full moon last night. You know,
that's where
werewolves were out. Werewolves were out last night.
Yeah.
I mean, it really depends on what kind of Dracula lore you're in on.
Mm-hmm.
Like, can you see? Get like a little bit of sun? Does garlic affect you? Does silver affect you? Do you need to be invited into houses? Like, there's a lot of rules for Dracula.
So many rules. Yeah.
What I've never really understood about vampire movies is they talk about like what a curse it is to live forever.
Mm-hmm.
Even though they're dead. But, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, to live forever, it's a curse. And yet, there's, like, 20 ways to kill them.
Right.
Like, just watch a sunset. You're done. If you're like, I'm done now.
That's it. Right. There's lots of ways to off yourself.
Yeah.
What you're saying. If you really want to get out as a vampire.
They say, no, that works.
Yeah.
That's another thing. It's like, you got to depend. I need to know what the rules are first.
Yeah. I see. Before you agree.
Before I commit to it. But
it's
I
like,
would say.
It's like signing up for iTunes. You got to read through all of the fine print.
Yep.
Before you commit to being one or the other.
Even with that said,
yes.
I would. It's way more erotic to be a vampire.
I was going to say the same thing.
And you know me, I'm very erotic. So I would choose that over the hairy monster every time there's a full moon.
Yeah, now here's
yeah, but you get really good at basketball if you're a werewolf.
True. That's a great point.
You've also never seen American Werewolf in London then.
Yes, I have.
There's a lot of friskiness in that movie.
Yeah, it's true.
You can enjoy garlic bread as a werewolf.
Look, every time you transform into a werewolf, that is a...
Oh, it's a nightmare. You're breaking your bones every time.
Ugh. Clothes, you're ripping clothes.
The whole new wardrobe.
Like, if I'm a vampire, this is my height and weight.
Waking
all
up
all the time.
Waking up naked because you burst out all your clothes.
Yeah.
And you wake up and you're just like,
coffin.
New shoes.
It's like a blackout night where you wake up and you're like, oh, God, what did I do?
You don't have to sleep in
how many people? How many people did I eat? You know, you're just like,
what
oh,
happened last night?
God.
Oh, yeah, right. It's like you're the hammer guy at the bar every morning.
Exactly.
Like, what did I do last night?
What porch did I poop on?
Once a month. So here's what I would tell you. If you really enjoy your life.
Yeah.
Werewolf's not that bad. It's only one day. I got a good life going on. I can mostly be me.
Yep.
That's fine. That's not for me. If you want, I like the vampire thing because there's a lot of doing with the vampires.
Yeah, because I'm not a big morning person anyway.
They're a horny bunch, those vampires.
I agree.
Yeah.
I like the nightlife more than the day life.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
No.
Which vampire? Unanimous.
Which vampire rules do you want to sign up for? Twilight vampire rules?
Yeah, I mean, basically, you just go live in Seattle. You're fine. You're like, there's not a lot of sun here. We're out there in the day, just mingling around.
The Twilight is not what I meant to say. No, you want, what the hell was the show? I want to do bad
True
things
Blood.
To you.
Yeah,
you want the True Blood vampire rules.
Oh, hell yeah.
I'm sorry, that's what I was thinking of.
Sexy show, wasn't it? Yeah, I want to be a True Blood vampire down in Bon Temps, Louisiana.
I want to count things.
Yeah.
That's the kind of vampire I want to be.
You're a CW fan. I like a good Vampire Diaries rules.
You want to know my... Oh, yeah.
Vampire Diaries.
Yeah, yeah.
Not bad.
You want to know what my Count Von Count conspiracy theory is, or Keepspiracy?
Let's hear it.
So, Sesame Street, famously, Count Von Count.
Sure.
And yet, you never see him sucking the blood of any of the other Muppets.
No.
Ever.
There's always the implied threat.
You know what we've also haven't seen in many years? I've been watching a lot of Sesame Street recently. Snuffleupagus. I'm convinced he has Snuffleupagus chained up into his basement and he feeds off of Snuffy. He would have more blood than any other creature on that show.
Wasn't our Snuffleupagus just an imaginary friend of Big Bird? Wasn't that the thing
that
Big
right?
Bird was the only one who saw him?
I don't think... No, that's a good theory too, but
imaginary
I've heard...
Imaginary blood.
No, but other characters...
Well, you said the other day they're monsters.
Yeah.
So he probably can't feed off monster blood, so he would have to go after the humans.
Like a saber tooth.
You know what I mean? Like, that was the thing. It was like you said on Sesame Street, for the most part, those characters are monsters.
Most of them are monsters.
Right,
like, Elmo's
so
a monster.
Can't survive off that.
It's a good theory, though.
Monster blood?
It's a good
theory. Probably not.
These vampires need a well to go
to. Well, Snuffy isn't a monster, I don't think. He is like a wildebeest or whatever he is.
That's not human blood.
Yeah, but in True Blood, they could also eat, like, cats and rats.
Yeah, Vampire Diaries, you can feed off cats.
Remember they would do
rats,
that? Like, oh, yeah, interview
squirrels,
with the vampire.
Squirrels, yeah, they could
Gordon
do that.
Out? Is Gordon still there?
Gordon does pop in from time to time. Yeah, yeah.
And deer? They can feed on deer? That's pretty close to a Snuffleupagus.
Gordon's nephew might have taken over the shop or something. There's some family connection there still.
Getting there. I'm getting there. I haven't gone to Sesame Street yet.
There's a blast.
We'll be there.
Wait till you see. They have a foodie truck. They have like a food truck.
Hmm.
It's Cookie Monster and Gonger. So Gonger's like this new-ish character. It's several years, but like he'll be new for you, Bill. He's this pink chef. He's a little guy, a little pink monster.
Yeah.
He's a chef. Hilarious. Like, legit,
really?
The banter between the two, they're always cooking up good meals. Fun.
Nice.
Gonger.
Healthy meals, healthy meals, I'd imagine.
Mostly.
Yeah,
mostly healthy meals. Cookie still eats cookies.
Yeah. They're a little preachy for my taste on that show.
It might be gluten-free
now. A little preachy. But yeah, you're a gluten-free food truck. Thank you.
I think it's pretty nice.
Vegan food truck. Like, thanks a lot, Sesame Street. I'd be lectured about my food choices. Okay, so vampire or werewolf, good question. I'd encourage the weigh in there in the Twitch chat.
Yep.
The text line 37937. That's a good spot for that. Would you rather on a Wednesday here on Jones and Keefe? We'll also revisit misleading. Also known as
involves a lady,
Courtney Cox. Good old fashioned scoop off here on WEEI. Jeremy Swayman, is the deal done? Is it not done? Let's get back to it next.
It's time for Misleading.
You've heard the leads on the Greg Hill Show. You've heard these?
Of course I have.
I don't think they lead well.
Would you have gone with Shimes over yours?
Damn, I don't even remember what mine was, so.
On Jones and Keefe.
Misleading here on Jones and Keefe. We revisit the scoop off today between the Greg Hill Show, Courtney Cox, and Jones and Keefe. Scoops Keefe.
That's right.
What was your idea? Just real quick, your idea was New Metal
Mondays.
New Metal Monday.
Yeah.
Not Wednesday.
I mean, you can play it any day of the week.
Yeah,
New Metal is good all the time. New NU, not NEW.
Yeah.
There is no NEW metal. I say new NU metal. But yeah, Mondays.
New Metal Monday.
Sprinkle it on Wednesdays.
New Metal Monday. I
new
see
metal
the alliteration
Mondays.
There. Yeah. Not so much Wednesdays.
That's right.
I thought Nick was taking you up on that.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, we have a bit of a scoop off, an old-fashioned scoop off.
Courtney Cox said this morning that the Jeremy Swayman deal is done.
Yep.
I am saying it is not done.
Not so fast, my friend.
So that is kind of the scoop off. So it's either done or it's not done. I'm saying it's not done. I'll also add a little element. She didn't add any money. Again, no disrespect.
No.
All respect all around. If you have a scoop, you have a scoop.
We're not going to scoop shame. We're not.
No,
we are not here to scoop shame.
No.
It's just you're hearing differently.
I'm hearing that there is no deal done. I'm hearing that the Bruins do not want to go north of $8 million.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, I'd reported, what, a month ago or scooped a month ago that Swayman was looking for 10. Classic negotiation. We had heard from other outlets, like Spit and Chicklets, the Bruins offered 6.7. So that's where they were willing to go. So Swayman and his agent come in a lot higher than that. So can they meet somewhere in the middle? And we shall see. I don't think the Bruins want to go north of 8. Now, maybe as time goes on, they realize, well, we're getting kind of pushed into a corner here.
Yeah.
Like, what else are we going to do? But, yeah, I don't think he's going to be at camp today. And it looks like they're still trying to iron out some details. I'm not saying it's super far away. Just as of right now, it's not done.
So a cocoa bomb this morning.
Yeah.
The deal is done. She has two sources on it. Scoops Keefe, I don't want to pin you down on how many sources you have there. But Scoops Keefe says, not done yet. Bruins don't want to go north of 8. By the way, our guy Freeze Pops, Tommy Freeze Pops, on the scene.
Oh, boy.
At Warrior Ice Arena, where I imagine they're doing
sure.
all this today. We're going to hear shortly from Don Sweeney and Jim Montgomery. Hopefully we can carry that live here on Jones and Keefe. Five goaltenders on the roster. I'm not familiar with all of them. Ryan Bischel?
Is it in alphabetical order?
It is.
So jump down to the S's.
Ooh, it doesn't go down to the S's.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to be there.
It stops at Nolan Meyer.
All right.
Ryan Bischel.
Get him betwixt the pipes.
Brandon Bussey,
I've heard of. Yep, I heard of him.
Michael DiPietro.
Nice.
Not, who is the other DiPietro?
Rick.
Thank
yeah,
you. Rick DiPietro. Very highly, speaking of highly compensated goalies.
Local guy.
Yeah.
You know, Davey Eyeballs played against him in Pee Wee Hockey, and he was
Pee Wee Hockey.
He was the opposing goalie, beat him 1-0.
Wow.
Yeah. And he became a skater, and I was like, why'd you become a skater if you beat DiPietro?
Out-dueled Rick DiPietro?
Yeah, but you could have had a 15-year deal like DiPietro, but he...
Nick's right. Is he still getting paid?
Yeah, he's still getting paid.
He's like a Bobby Bonilla level contract. Guys.
He's a radio host now, too, I think.
Oh.
I think he's like a New York or New Jersey host.
Is he getting the Scoops game?
Not that I'm aware of.
It's not for the faint of heart.
No, he doesn't need it.
Yeah, that's a good point.
You don't just walk into the Scoops game.
No, that's also true, Bill. And you don't choose the Scoops game. The Scoops game very much chooses you.
Yeah, it's so accurate.
Life.
Yeah. So accurate.
Scoops life.
Yeah, it's not, you know, it just, these Scoops seek you out. Similar to the Madness. Which, by the way, we have at 12:45 today.
Yeah, one hour from now.
Similar to the Madness, they find you.
They sure do.
Jonas Korpisalo and, again, Nolan Meyer. Yeah.
So no Swayman today.
On the roster. That's according to Freeze Pops.
You know, maybe they get something done. But as of right now, the scoop here on this program is no deal done yet.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a scoop off here at WEEI. We are scheduled to hear from Don Sweeney and Jim Montgomery shortly. We'll see what they have. Maybe they come out and say deal's done. Maybe they come out and say, we're talking about the guys that are here.
The old omelet on my face.
We're going to find out shortly. You can still jump in on the Patriots. Who would you rather be, the Patriots or the Jets? We can circle back to that. How do the Patriots win this game on Thursday night? And more on the Bruins. That comes your way next.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse wrap.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.